You probably heard the statement before that things like simple traffic stops, they can lead to other arrests. A lot of times they do. Criminals, they got to get from A to B, transporting their drugs, their guns, on their way to or from a robbery. You kind of get the idea. On the dispatch end of this, depending on the area of town we're working, we could have a constant flow of traffic stops. From behind the headset, most of the times we don't know initially why they're being pulled over. Speeding, illegal lane changes, busted out taillights, could be 1,000 different reasons. The first incident we're going over, a traffic stop. Just a simple traffic stop, right? Right?
Taking the curb on Orangeburg. He's taking off from me. I'm not going to pursue. He's going to be coming up to Briggsmore.
He's coming up to Briggsmore, not in pursuit.
It either went through the red light continuing eastbound or it went into the Food for Less parking lot.
Either continued eastbound or went into the Food for Less parking lot.
We got it. He is eastbound Briggsmore through Carver.
I got it. Eastbound Briggsmore through Carver.
You an address here in a second. 3100 East Orangeburg. Just pulled up into the driveway, dismounting the bike.
I copy. 3100 East Orangeburg, dismounting bike.
And walked it to the door, 3100 Orangeburg.
Stay wide on it in case he pops out.
Yeah.
I copy. Walking to the door, 3100 Orangeburg.
Let's go ahead and get a perimeter set up around this this house.
Wait,
no, looks like we got contact at the front door, one at gunpoint, facing the house.
That what you heard was an officer trying to conduct a traffic stop on a motorcycle. While the suspect in this decided to not stop, luckily there was an air unit, a police helicopter nearby, and was able to follow along. For safety reasons, most agencies, they prefer their officers to not continue on in a full pursuit with something like this. The helicopter, they can keep up very well with a motorcycle, usually keep an eye on it, where the suspects are going, and they did that in this case here. Officers pulled up to the house right behind the suspect and then held him and another person inside the house that was walking out at gunpoint.
Put your hands up. Turn around, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Get on your ground. Hands on your head. No! Get your hands on your head. Get down on your knees. Down on your knees. Hands on your head.
Why are you jumping me up, dude?
Put your hands on your head. You're not going back inside that house. Okay, both hands on your head right now.
Okay, dude. Why are you fucking with me, man? I don't, what are you doing this to me for? Like,
because you're not going back in that house.
Okay, then I'm not going back in the house. That's fine.
It's
Why am I under arrest? Why are you guys
you're being detained right now. Because no one's going back in that house right now.
Okay, that's cool.
Turn around so I don't have you stand up, okay?
Anyone else inside?
Good. That's good. Okay.
At this point, officers started gathering evidence. Because of some drugs and other contraband found, the officers were able to obtain a warrant to search the inside of the house, believing there's probably more contraband inside. A perimeter was set up outside the house while the search warrant was being obtained, which took about an hour. During this time, officers on the scene called in the house via their bullhorn, trying to get anyone else inside the house out of it.
Attention anyone inside 3100 East Orangeburg. This is the Modesto Police Department. We have a search warrant for the residence. You must make yourself known now and surrender to officers at the front of the residence. If you do not, you will be subject to arrest for 148 of the Penal Code. This is the Modesto Police Department. We know you're inside. We will be searching this house with this search warrant, but we'd like you to surrender peacefully.
This is anyone inside 3100 East Orangeburg. This is the Modesto Police Department with the search warrant. Come to the door now. If anyone is remaining inside the basement, make yourself known now. We will be searching the basement with the canine. If the canine finds you, you will be dead.
Contact at the front door. Come on out, miss. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. All right, face away from us. All right, keep coming back.
Harley, again, this is the Modesto Police Department. We have already been here for over an hour. You have had more than enough time to come out to talk to officers. This will be your last opportunity before you will be placed under arrest. Come to the door now.
Contact, let me see your hands! Let me see your hands! Put the gun on the ground! Put your hands up.
Sure.
After contact,
contact
Go ahead and just walk right down between these two cars, okay? Just keep your hands up. Come right between the two cars.
Keep coming,
just
miss.
Keep
coming. Okay, keep coming. Just turn around, please. Turn around. Turn around. Put your hands on your back.
Is there anybody else inside of it?
Put your hands. Is there anyone else inside?
Stop right there.
Stop.
Turn around.
Back down.
Back up.
Put your hands on my key.
Two cars.
Okay. Contact with a male now.
Keep going.
Keep coming back. Keep coming back.
Keep coming.
Hey, we won't let you run into anything. Just keep coming back.
Keep coming.
Slowly,
keep
right?
coming. Keep coming.
All right, you're going to stop right there.
Yes, sir.
You're just being detained for this search warrant, okay? Thank you for coming out.
Yes, sir.
Do you know of anybody else that's inside right now?
She came out.
Okay, yeah.
She came back.
Yeah, Harley Dow. Was there anybody else inside?
As you could hear there, three additional people did come out of the house and were detained. Each of them were asked if anyone else was inside the house. They all pretty much acted clueless in regards to if there was anybody else inside the house that they were just in. And this is not a big house either. This is all captured on an officer's body worn camera, all this audio we just listened to. The next audio we're going to hear, also from body worn camera, and it's when the officers make entry inside the house to execute the search warrant.
Weber knows?
Weber Warren, we're pressing number.
Modesto Police Department, if anyone else is inside, come to the door now and make yourself known.
That does not work. I can't get to the window.
All right, a small little closet that can be bypassed. Someone just gonna need to back check it, and then it opens up left into a large room. Front.
Okay. We're going to flood that large room. I will be the last man. I'll deal with that closet.
Copy that.
Bring in a large room, and then pick up your angles and move from there.
Right. On your sitting right behind me. Davey switching spots.
Is that open to a bedroom further right? Is that what I've seen to
yes.
that
right?
Left opens up to the backyard.
Is there anybody left in here?
There's an open door right. That door probably comes around to that, whatever
yeah,
that room
is. Just hold on that for a second. Do you want me to breach it or hold it?
Upon entry into the house, there was no resistance. Officers were inside discussing routes to go with the rest of the house, particularly with the bedrooms, of which one's about to be entered by the officers.
I
don't think it's fake.
Clear. No, that's not fake.
Mike, you breach and hold on that door.
Mattress is going to get in the way. Like smoke small in little there? Pocket door to the right.
You take it with three?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's going to be slow.
Your team.
I'm going to pick that door, and Davey's going to pick it up. Okay.
As the officers were trying to enter the bedroom, the last one they were checking, they noticed a whole bunch of just junk laying around, including a mattress that was laying up against the wall. Inside this bedroom, it just looked like somebody out of the show Hoarders. There's crap everywhere. That's why they were saying it's going to take a little bit to clear this one tiny little bedroom. They went in. Suspect was hiding behind the mattress. He started shooting at the officers. They returned fire, and there was just a shootout, as you could hear. One officer was hit, and they were able to pull him out from the line of fire. Officers returned fire and hit the suspect several times as well. The suspect, whose name, believe it or not, is Jesse James Brooks, threw his gun down and surrendered to the police after receiving what were called minor injuries after being shot. The officer that was hit, Officer Michael Ricatus of the Modesto, California Police Department, he was hit in the stomach and the leg. After this incident, Officer Ricatus underwent 7 surgeries and ended up spending a total of 12 days in the ICU recovering. Unfortunately, a portion of his leg had to be amputated. In total, all 6 of the people involved in this incident were arrested with charges ranging from evading police, firearm possession, possession of controlled substances, obstruction, and several counts of attempted murder of a police officer. I wish the officer as speedy of a recovery as possible in this, though it's going to be a lifelong struggle for him to deal with from here on out.
I need somebody really quick. There's someone with a gun in the house.
What's the address?
It's 1718 First Street in Wasco.
And who is in the house?
A family's in the house. There's kids.
Okay. Who is in the house with a firearm?
It's the dad.
Okay.
He has a gun and he's shooting.
He's shooting?
Kern County Sheriff's Department in California released 911 audio and body-worn camera footage of an incident that happened back in July in the town of Wasco. They received multiple calls regarding someone shooting. What you heard was an excerpt of one of those calls. Officers rushed to the scene to investigate, and as soon as they arrived on the scene, a suspect from inside the house opens fire on them. Unfortunately, the audio from that portion is not very good, and it's kind of hard to tell what's going on. Luckily, no officers were hit during this piece of the incident. The officers on the scene, they took cover and called for their SWAT team. An armored SWAT vehicle was brought to the scene and positioned in a way that the vehicles that were in the driveway couldn't leave. Now, keep in mind at this point, the officers were not 100% sure what they were walking into. They got essentially just reports of shots fired and possibly someone shot, but nothing confirmed. Then when they get there at the scene, they start to get shot at. While positions were being taken around the house by both patrol units and SWAT, the shooter inside the target house, he calls 911.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Yes, I need an ambulance, please.
What's the address?
1780.
And what is your name?
1780 Park Street.
And what is your name?
Jose.
Jose? Why do you need an ambulance?
Because my son is on the floor. He got shot.
Who shot him?
I don't know.
Okay, how old is your son? Where was he shot? Okay, wait, Jose?
Yes.
Jose, I need a transfer to the fire, to the ambulance, okay? Where is your son in the house? I know, they're on their way. But I need to know where in the house he is.
Well, right here, but there's some other people, but I need the paramedics to get him coming out.
Okay, they're driving there as fast as they can.
Okay,
wait, hold on. Where in the house is he? Is he in the living room, in the kitchen?
The audio on this wasn't great either. It was kind of hard to tell, and if you couldn't hear, the suspect said someone shot his son, that he was laying in the floor. He wouldn't give too much info past that, and then he hangs up. He did call back again.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Yes, please send an ambulance.
They're on their way, Jose. Where are you? Okay, I've got the address. Where are you?
There's somebody else in here.
Who else is in there?
I don't know, but...
Jose, have you been drinking or doing drugs today?
No. I haven't been doing all that.
Okay, what happened?
And the ambulance.
They are driving. They are driving as fast as they can. I've got them. I've got them driving. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Pretty much the same thing on this call. No further good info. He was whispering. He also said he had not been drinking or doing any drugs. SWAT in this case got on their PA speakers and ordered him out of the house in both English and Spanish. He didn't respond.
Jose Ramirez, this is the Kern County Sheriff's Office SWAT team. You need to come out the front door of the residence with your hands in the air, unarmed, and follow our command. We are not leaving. Exit the front door of the residence now. Follow up with your hands in the air. Jose Ramirez, the current county sheriff's office SWAT team. You should come out of the residence with the hands up. The ambulance is out here waiting for you. Jose Ramirez, we know you need help. We want to help you. We know that people are hurt inside.
José Ramírez, este es el departamento de policía. Tenemos una orden de cateo, sal para afuera, sin armas. Tenemos la ambulancia afuera para ti y tu familia.
911 was called from inside the location again, but this time there was no audio other than some heavy breathing on it. After the 911 calls from the neighbors in the area, and also the calls from inside the residence, they determined that there was likely some sort of a hostage situation or possibly victims inside. So the SWAT team at that point, they decided to come up with a plan to make entry into the house. Although video was not released of any of the SWAT officers themselves as they went inside the house, video from outside the house, that picked up a lot of the audio of what was going on inside.
Yeah.
calling Los Cadiva 2. I believe we have an officer down. He's an officer down behind the car up front. Control, I'm officer 2 apron on a officer down. We need medical aid to move up. We'll bring him out.
Hey, come back.
What do you need? We gotta get him out. What do you need, bro?
Get him out. The ambulance.
Get him back. I'm coming up.
To say that that scene was chaotic is a vast understatement. That was a ridiculous amount of gunfire. You heard the officer whose body-worn camera we were hearing say there was an officer down. In fact, there were two officers hit directly by gunfire and another two that were hit by shrapnel from the suspect's bullets. SWAT moved the injured deputies out of the house into a safer location, started rendering medical aid to them, and then transported those that were injured to a local hospital. Unfortunately, Deputy Philip Campus, he didn't make it, despite all efforts from medical personnel. Deputy DeSander Guerrero was treated at the hospital and later released. While transporting the injured officers to the hospital, repeated attempts to get the suspect to come back out of the house were only met with more gunfire from inside. This went on for a while. The suspect was up and moving around the house and the property for a good bit. This all started around 1 p.m. At around 6:30 p.m., 5.5 hours later, the suspect, armed with a rifle and a handgun, he came out of the house, climbed up on the roof, where he was there, shot and killed by SWAT. When officers were finally able to properly searched the house and the property, they found a horrible scene. The suspect in this, Jose Manuel Ramirez Jr., who was 41 years old, he had shot his wife, Vivian, who was 42, and his two sons, Jose III, who was 24, and Angel, 17. Video taken from a neighbor's security camera showed one of the boys running away from his dad, almost making it to the gate of the privacy fence, but the suspect was right behind him. When the son stopped to open the gate, suspect ran up behind him, put a gun to his head, and pulled the trigger. In total, 5 were dead in this incident, including the suspect and the police officer. No official word as to why this happened, but the leading speculation is it was drug-related. The suspect, in the previous year, had been found with some methamphetamines by his wife, who said they had an 8-year-old child in the home with them, and they found that child playing with a plastic baggie full of the meth. A scuffle took place between the husband and the wife, and the suspect took the bag into a bathroom and likely took the drugs. He had another domestic dispute with his wife just a couple months after that. In both these incidents, the wife told police the suspect did not own any guns. At this point, being he was arrested for domestic violence, the officers would have likely seized any firearms that he owned, but none were found. It's unclear as to how he got these firearms, but it wasn't by any legal means. This is again a case where drugs have taken several lives, including the very innocent. Please keep the officers involved in this incident in your thoughts. This is something that's likely going to be hanging with them for a long, long time. And to the fallen officer, rest easy now. We'll take it from here. That'll about do it for this episode. For Music City 901, I'm Brandon, and y'all try to have a good one.